Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahaffey covering, for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Burns moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Schult now playing first base. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. one out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball towards left. Goslin catches it and throws to home to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Garms, who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran is hit by the pitch. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Haas scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sherin. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Sherin steals second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is one for one in the game, with a single. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey strikes out. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Garms reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell strikes out. 2 outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Garms scores. Schult moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Fisher now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schult. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. It's 6-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahaffey hits a pop-up towards first. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy strikes out. One out. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garms hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schultz strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Sharon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 3 in the game. Mahaffey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cochran hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Mahaffey covering, for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 4 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.